This is Richard Soros, BankInfoSecurity.com. I'm with Iftok Ahmet, who's the Director of Security Research for FinGen Security. Iftok, can you tell us a little bit about your product offering and how it could benefit executives in the financial industry?
Sure. Basically, what we offer is a secure web gateway product defending at the gateway level all of the browsers of a specific corporation. What it means is that we're scanning all the web traffic that goes between the users in the company and wherever they're browsing to, and then enabling them to enabling basically protection for them in real time from any kind of malicious code. Most of the attacks that we're seeing today are focused on getting actual financial gains out of the attack. That means financial fraud, identity theft, document theft, and so on and so forth, which means a lot to basically public companies as well as private companies when they're looking at the IP or financial information from inside the company. So that's the core competence or main focus on FinGen these days.
And what is changing in the nature of attacks these days that should be of concern to our listeners?
Well, the nature of attacks in the modern web security has changed a lot in the past 18 months. Attacks have gone from straight on trying to hack into or break the browser into being much more evasive. They're not as much public as they used to be. They're actually trying to tone down the visibility of the malicious code in order to reduce the visibility to security vendors and have more time where the malware is actually applicable and indefensible, basically. We're seeing that more than 90% or 95% of the attacks are obfuscated, which means that the source code, the attack code is obfuscated. It doesn't look as code, and it can only be ran at the browser level, which means that most of the or all of the signature-based defenses are rendered useless at the gateway level. And we're seeing more and more attacks that, as I mentioned before, are evasive. They'll hit only once for a specific IP. They will ignore specific geographical regions because they're targeting other regions, and they know that specific geographical regions are more prone to have security vendors scanning the internet and trying to catch malware. So this is basically what we're seeing today, which is a lot different than what we've seen 18 months and 24 months ago.
How could your product help in vulnerability assessment or risk analysis?
One of the products that we have is called an RU Safe. That's basically a passive version of the gateway product that we offer, and it enables you to hook into a span port or a sniffer port in the network and passively analyze all the traffic. So you can conduct an audit without actually doing any changes in the network infrastructure to get an idea on the exposure levels that you currently have in terms of web attacks. And that will enable you to do some basic assessment of what you're exposed to, what kind of behavior are your users conducting over the web, and then take action according to that without making any, as I mentioned before, any infrastructure changes or any huge commitments to the actual process.
So does your application scale to the enterprise level, or would you also have services for the smaller banks and credit unions?
Our scalability problem is downward. We usually start from 1,000 users and up, so we definitely scale to the enterprise levels. We have major customers with more than 100,000 users that we're actually actively protecting as we speak, from governmental organizations to network providers, major corporations. These are the majority of our customers. We can scale down to, I would say, the hundreds of users, but we do not have a solution for small businesses or home users. Again, this is a gateway product that targets the protection of a large-scale network rather than a small home network or SMB network.
Now, some of our listeners are not familiar with malicode detection. Could you very briefly explain what exactly your product does?
Sure. What the product does is it looks at the actual code that the website is sending to the browser in real time and is able to understand the intent of the code. Just like in a criminal investigation, when you're talking to a suspect or trying to interrogate a suspect, there's a lot of criminal intent detection in mind. from the interrogator point of view, this is the best analogy that I would have for our product. It looks at the code, it can understand it in real time. We have very sophisticated intellectual property and patents on that subject, and we basically are able to make a decision in real time as we see the code and figure out whether its intent is malicious or benign, and according to that, block it or allow it inside the network.
Okay, thank you for your time today, Doc.
Sure, thank you.